E-boy, what's going on? How you doing? Welcome to another episode of The Kickout. My name's Ace.
My name is Skillet.
And first things first, let's apologise. There was no show last week.
No.
Who's to blame for that? As me.
I think maybe me too, because I kind of felt I probably should have taken, I should have done the show without you.
Yeah. That's you probably should have. You should have got one of our wrestling buddies.
Yep. And then I should interview them.
And you could have got them to kind of join you. We've got so many wrestling friends as well.
That's something we'll do next time.
Have you found that since starting this podcast, you have more wrestling friends than you had before?
Absolutely. I think more people who... I guess it's two things. It's a case of people I've always been friends with for years, but we just never had that wrestling conversation. And now that they know that I love wrestling, or they always knew that I've always loved wrestling, but now that I'm doing this as a kind of like a profession in a way, they're more open to be like, yeah. And then you got other friends who never really admitted they like wrestling are coming up to me and be like, yo, I'm a wrestling fan too.
Because we made it cool.
We are, and we are cool.
We made it cool. I think
we are cool.
It's funny because, like, we've known each other for a while.
Yes, we have.
Every time we saw each other, it was like, we got to do this wrestling podcast, and it just wasn't happening.
Yeah.
And obviously now I see you every week. Yeah. And then, like, this has been more people added to the family.
Absolutely, brother.
Yeah, so shout out to all of
it's
our...
It's great, man.
Shout out to the other wrestling podcast family.
And the way we get on, a lot of people think that we've known each other for, like, mad, like people think that we're really, like, close. But we've gotten close.
We have gotten close.
People think that it's been a,
It literally hasn't really been that long, but yeah.
It's the chemistry.
It's the chemistry. Yeah, it's the chemistry. right, so I thought, because we didn't do it, last week I was in Ibiza, and wrestling doesn't exist in Ibiza.
No,
I was trying to find ways to watch stuff. And
but if you can't, you've got a DJ. You can't sleep. You're not allowed to sleep.
No.
I remember I've been to Ibiza before, and I couldn't, I was, like, all my boys had been there so many times before me, and I'm not really into the house scene too much.
No.
But so I went. And I went with the Butters crew, you know, Elijah and Gilliam.
Yeah.
I went with them, my boys. So I went with them. And they were so desensitized to the freaking house music that's getting bumped 24 hours in a hotel, sleeping through it. And I'm just there like...
Wide awake.
I can't sleep. I can't chat to girl like this in the morning.
It's nuts. I don't do house in Ibiza, though. Because I play at a club called Soul City, which is like the number one R&B.
I went to Soul City. Soul City was big, bro.
Yeah, I play there. I've got a party there once every month. For the entire summer. So the first Thursday every month, I got my own party there.
So I can say, if I flew out there, you could hook
you
me
should
up?
Come out, man. First Thursday every month, entire summer, I am at Soul City. Come out, party with me, man. It's fun.
1st of July, I can come down?
Well, no, it's not the first. It'll be the first Thursday of July. So that's, I think that one
and
is.
If I can't do July, I can do August?
You can do August.
I might have to do August.
This sound really crazy in August, you know that? And I kind of don't know how I feel about this. But basically, so I have a family holiday set every August. Me, the whole family, we go out somewhere, you know what I'm saying? And last year we did Disney last year. And this year, because I've got this party in Ibiza once a month, I said, hey, let's all go to Ibiza.
With your family?
With the family.
And what did it do?
And it's like, I kind of just said it. Just like, well, I've got to go to Ibiza and I can't not do this party. So let's come with me. And then, I don't know, and then one day I came home and she had a... booked the Airbnb.
Oh, for real?
Yeah, so like the whole family is going to Ibiza for like 10 days. I don't know if I've done the wrong thing, but it could be interesting.
You find a lot of interesting people in Ibiza, don't you?
You do, but you don't see much kids though. That's the thing.
Nah, not even. I didn't see any kids when I went.
So I'm trying to really research things for my children to do because
be
I don't want my son on e-pills and partying and stuff. So yeah, that should be quite interesting. But yeah, I always say like, I find it embarrassing that Ibiza is one of my favorite places on the planet. Because you look at me, I'm a hip-hop guy through and through, innit?
Yeah,
I was born here, but I love Ibiza. I don't know how many times I've even been there. It's been like, since maybe 2009, I've been there at least four times every summer.
It's a second home.
It's insane.
It's a second home.
It's crazy. Yeah, that's my favorite. But they need to do like a live show, in like a WWE show in Ibiza.
That'd be sick.
But again, wrestling doesn't really exist in Ibiza.
No.
It really doesn't. Anyway, we missed a lot of things in the past 2 weeks.
Man, how a lot of things?
There's a lot of things to talk about. Last week, we should have kind of really done a show because it was about the return of the man.
Yeah.
John Cena came back, Memorial Day. How's your history?
Of Memorial Day?
Oh, yeah. What does Memorial Day mean?
Wasn't that the day of the memorials? No.
It's not insult our American listeners.
I'm sorry, my American people. I'm assuming, obviously, it was about...
It's about the war or something.
Was it a civil war?
One kind of war. It's really bad that we don't know this, but it and all I know is that come Memorial Day, these guys are extremely patriotic and they stand a lot and they salute the flag and stuff. And there's a lot of silence, moments of silence and stuff. So big up to, I don't know, if you guys could school us on Memorial Day, that would be good because we're probably sounding like really ignorant English guys at the moment.
Honestly, I don't think it's about a certain time.
Yeah.
I think because it's Memorial Day, I'm assuming it's about
remembering
people. Yeah, remembering those who's lost their lives in the war.
Okay, it could be in any war.
And if you're American, and it's, I think American soldiers.
For the American soldiers.
So it's just American soldiers.
Okay, there you go. So yeah, John Cena came back on Memorial Day. Do we start? We got quite a few things to tackle.
One thing I will say about the, because the role we missed last week.
Yeah.
Like you said, with the patriotic Americans.
Yeah.
I mean, it really got the title so Neil when he said to Rusev, "You know what day this is? It's Memorial Day." Like, I've never seen Titus so amped up in my life.
Mad amped. It's a shame.
Another ban for three months for him after that promo.
It's a shame that they're really building him up to not do a damn thing. Not going to win shit. You ain't going to win shit.
Rightfully so. I'm sorry.
You're not going to win shit.
Rightfully so. He shouldn't win.
You know,
he's not that good.
You can't beat Rusev. You can't.
Rusev is sick.
You can't. I'm sorry.
You need to do more with Rusev.
No, you can't. I don't know, man. I mean, I think he's a nice guy.
Why does Vince feel everybody has to talk? Why does Vince need to make everybody talk?
I think, you know what? We're going to get into this, but I think Viz's love of big guys is actually getting on my nerves at the moment.
Rusev doesn't need to talk.
I know, but
Rusev first came out, didn't he? He said little things in Russian and kicked ass, right?
Yeah.
Now he's all like talk. I mean, he's not a bad talker, but I just don't think he should talk. He just come out and just beat up people. That's why I love about Lesnar and Heyman. That's why it works so well.
Why does Vince love big guys so much?
Yeah, he's obsessed.
Are you clocking what they're about to do with big guys? You're not clocking, are you?
I have.
Have you clocked it? He's about to be the breakout star.
I clocked it yesterday.
And he's not the star of the team.
No.
So why are they giving him the push?
Yeah.
And it was that. Did you see that? Anyway, we're going to get to it. There's a lot to talk about. All right, so last week, Memorial Day, John Cena came back. I think that's the only thing we really need to talk about.
Absolutely.
John Cena came back, and it was an amazing moment. I thought, I'll be honest, I didn't care about the return. I thought when him and AJ stood in the ring, and for 2 minutes the crowd were going ballistic.
I know you were.
I thought that was fucking amazing.
Yeah, it was.
And it was kind of reminiscent of Hogan and Rock. Yeah.
Cena Rock to a certain degree.
Yeah. Like,
those dream matches that you've always wanted to see.
You always want to talk, but you always thought that you was, like, I remember like the first time I ever saw Goldberg and Stone Cold Steve Austin in a ring together.
Yeah.
Even though like it didn't really amount to anything, but I remember like it was always the match that we wanted to see because they were like the two biggest names in the companies and their respective companies at the time.
Yeah.
And I was excited like that. But I felt like I felt the way they played it as well. I felt like, they over-egged it. Like, they was letting the crowd go for forever. But it spoke to what everybody wanted to see. AJ Styles has been a star all over the world in loads of different promotions.
That's right.
And he now is in the place he deserves to be.
Yep.
And he is face-to-face with the biggest guy in his company. And it was sick. Then
the club comes out.
The club comes out, and we had a heel turn.
That was good.
You liked it?
I liked it.
Nah.
I liked it. AJ was beating his ass up, kept coming back, beating his ass up for more. It was a nice heel turn. I think it needed to happen because, to be honest with you, I feel without the heel turn, Anderson and Gallows will actually suffer.
Why? They're already heels.
No, without AJ being a heel with them.
Why?
You don't think
You think they need AJ?
They needed it. Yeah, right now they do. Because the way they build the club, the way they booked the club around Reigns and being like, it just wasn't working.
Okay, I understand that. But okay, so it was good for them, but is it not to AJ's detriment? Like, is it not?
No.
Why?
I felt AJ did a blinding promo even at last night's Raw as well.
It was really good, yeah.
So I think AJ probably be working better as a heel.
I don't know.
But you do know, like, AJ... You and I have been big fans of AJ's for years.
Yeah, 100%.
And don't get me wrong, AJ's been doing some great work at the WWE in terms of matches as well. Mm. But you know he's holding back.
Why'd you say that?
He's holding, like, it's the stuff that we know AJ can do so in that ring.
You think he's only holding back because he's not a heel?
Maybe. So maybe. You
think being a heel will make him...
I'm just glad they didn't ban the Styles Clash. That's good.
I just think there's a super tradition at the moment, and it's really annoying me, of forcing guys to become heels to get your guy over.
Yeah.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So
you're talking about with... I mean, I think it's good that Seth's not is not a face yet.
Yeah.
But I know what you mean. Yeah. But you know, but that's still done to get Reigns over.
It's to get Reigns over. Same way as AJ, they've done it to get Cena back over. It's like, you don't need to sacrifice things that are organically happening. Like, they loved AJ. They loved him. You didn't need to sacrifice that to get Cena over. Like, Seth is supposed to come back and be the face.
Yeah.
You didn't need to do that to get Reigns over. Yeah. And I find that really annoying.
Okay.
Although I did find it very, I was very believable. The heel turn was extremely believable. It was very. It wasn't like, oh, it wasn't even like a heel turn like Raw. Where did that come from? It was just like Raw.
Yeah.
It was. You know what I liked about it? It was kind of like, I'm frustrated. Like, I'll come back. And you know, it's very interesting what Cena was saying this week about, you've come, everyone got excited, and you've done nothing. And it kind of like, the heel turn came from that. It's like, I've done nothing, so I'm going to do something now. So I mean, it was all right. I would have preferred AJ to stay face though.
Okay, fair enough. Before we go to this week's Raw, can we sign off the Memorial Day episode with this?
Go on.
You calling yourself a great American on this day? This is Memorial Day!
Thank you.
That is hilarious.
Best. Ban him for another 3 months. Yeah, like, suspend Titus O'Neil for that promo.
What do you think, man? Titus O'Neil in the US title picture, is it?
Nah.
Actually, that was Memorial Day Raw. Let's move on to this week's Raw. This week's Raw came from OKC, Oklahoma.
It was in Oklahoma.
Oklahoma, yeah. And it started off with all of the Money in the Bank participants sitting on ladders. What did you think of this?
It was a bit of a all over the place promo, but I will say it was actually quite funny.
Mm. Yeah. I thought it was funny. I thought, do you know what? It came across like one of them promos that they blatantly didn't plan.
No.
But it worked. Sometimes that doesn't work though. Especially when you got like six guys with microphones. Mm. It could definitely end up with everyone just chatting fref. But this definitely worked. It was very, very funny.
I think Jericho was... Kill me. He was smashing it.
What are you talking about?
Everybody shut up.
Yeah. He was like, I'm the only person that's I'm the inventor of the Money in the Bank match.
Sorry, I was like, you never won one.
Yeah. And it goes just like that. And then he started making up a place.
First. Six. Was it the first or the sixth?
It was
where? In what did he say?
It's like Stupid Idiotsville or something like that. It was very funny. Very, very funny. So, that was hilarious. Very, very hilarious.
Who interrupts?
Teddy Long.
The Mac Militant.
What did you think of this?
Why?
It was weird, man.
But what was funny was when Teddy Long, as he always does, stumbling over his words every time he does promo.
Yeah.
He goes, I am back to take the longest running episode. Well, let me get this right. I am back to take the longest running wrestling show in television history to a brand new era. But hold on, Raw's longer than SmackDown.
It was really painful.
But what made me hysterically cry myself, pissing myself off is when Jericho says, "What are you blabbing about, you bag of bones? You don't even work here anymore, you stupid idiot." I was like, Jericho, man.
It was very funny.
Yeah,
it was very strange. It was random to bring him back. I think obviously they're just trying to put a exclamation point on the fact that we're having a brand split.
He was obviously it was probably Stephanie's idea.
General manager of SmackDown.
And Stephanie tried to be funny with Teddy.
Yeah.
It just wasn't funny.
He was funny. It wasn't funny. When he was like messing up, like, yes, and we're gonna have a triple threat, four way, no disqualification. Like that was funny.
Mm.
No? You didn't find it funny?
Yeah.
Okay. You didn't find it? I just think they was laughing at this old black guy. I thought it was quite funny. No? And his huge suits. His suits are funny.
Why is his suit so big? Why is so big, man? Why are they making
him wear these suits? I have no idea. Yeah, so then they obviously gave us three matches, which they probably, you knew they were going to do until, they're going to do up until.
That was good. But Teddy Long came up with that idea and Stephanie stole the idea.
That was funny. That was good.
So they put the three, they always do every. So it was Del Rio, Zayn, Ambrose Owens, and Cesaro Jericho.
Yep.
Yeah. First match was Cesaro Jericho, right?
Yeah, decent match. Cesaro picks up the win.
Cesaro picks up the win.
I didn't like. I was saying this off mic. I don't know what it is, man. I'm just becoming less and less of a Dean Ambrose fan.
Yeah.
In terms of his work in the ring, I just think it's. I don't know. I'm not enjoying it, man. I don't know.
He's lost to the shuffle, isn't he?
Huh? He's getting lost in it.
He's really lost. I mean, he should be another main event player.
Yeah.
And he's kind of not. He's kind of like a mid-carder.
I don't think it's believable that he beat Kevin Owens. He's not better than Kevin Owens.
No.
He's just not better than Kevin Owens.
No, he's not.
So I didn't find that match very believable. How do you see Money in the Bank panning out, man?
I got a feeling Owens is going to pick up the win.
Why? I think if you're looking at somebody that's going to cash in at the right place, at the right time, and in the best kind of impact, you go with Owens.
Yeah, that's probably why they're going to give it to him.
If you're looking at the bigger impact, their bigger picture.
But do they want Ambrose in that picture? Depends. I think they'd rather Owens in that picture than Ambrose.
No, I still don't feel like they're finished with Owens. And I think Owens, I don't know. I don't feel like they see Owens as the main guy yet.
Who knows?
I feel like Ambrose is definitely more over than Owens.
Do you know what will be great?
What?
Because you know they've taken out the seventh spot in the ladder match, have you noticed?
Mm.
Do you know what would be great if they did this in Money in the Bank? If for the first time ever in the Money in the Bank, none of the guys who are in the match wins the Money in the Bank.
So somebody just comes in and steals it.
And who do you think I'm thinking about?
Bray Wyatt.
Absolutely.
That'd be good.
The lights go out.
That'd be awesome.
And Bray is the Money in the Bank via hijacking.
That'd be... Because there's no stipulation to say that somebody else can't just come in and get a briefcase. That's wicked.
That's what they should do.
They might do that.
They actually might do that.
They could actually possibly do that.
Isn't Bray due to come back?
No, I feel like it's still early. I don't know.
Okay.
Back injury, right?
Yeah, true.
I don't know. We found out we're going to have a four-way, fatal four-way... For the tag team titles this week.
Yeah.
So it will be the New Days versus the Club versus...
That should be a good match. Club has to win.
Vaude Villains versus Enzo and Cass. Yeah. You think it's a good idea?
Club has to win.
Why?
Because they're the club.
Technically, Enzo and Cass don't deserve a title shot.
No.
Technically.
Enzo doesn't deserve a title shot.
Yeah.
Vaude Villains are looking. They lost to New Day. I guess they could deserve a rematch. I guess, but they should be, if they're gonna get a match, they should have a rematch and not a
four way match. Mm.
But I think Club has to win because they've been that. I think the way they've been booked has been very damaging.
Dominant.
And it's no, but they haven't been booked dominant.
Oh, what you're saying is that they haven't been booked dominant enough.
No, so they need to win.
Why? So they need to win.
They need to win the tag team title so they can be taken seriously.
Okay, I see your point. What do you think of Enzo and Cass this week?
The promo?
Yeah.
That was all right.
Yeah.
He caught with Muhammad Ali a lot.
That was awesome.
Rest in peace to Ali.
Of course.
I think they were just doing a lot of Ali quotables and, you know. So they were kind of being less funny because of the seriousness of Ali's death, you know. But saying that, there were some funny bits in there, you know. But there was no cup of haters.
That's your favourite line.
I want to hear some... A couple of haters.
Do you follow Enzo on Instagram?
Yeah, do you see the... A couple of Vaders, a couple of
so
Slaters,
funny.
A couple of...
If you follow Enzo Amore on Instagram, he was like, a couple of Gators.
That's probably why he didn't say it last night.
A couple creators.
On Raw.
He was absolutely going in. Yeah. And then something really strange happened at the end of this match. Which one? I don't know which one it is. I don't really care. Gotch or Aiden English basically tried to injure Enzo Amore again.
It was Aiden.
In the same way.
Stupid.
And big Cass blacked out and just turned into some crit. Do you know what? I don't. Why are you laughing?
Because Big Cass blacked out. No, but this is the and he went crazy.
This is the second time we've seen him black out. And you know what it is about the way he blacks out? The crowd don't know what to do.
Yeah,
because they don't know whether to cheer him. Yeah,
because the first time he blacked out against Jericho.
Yeah,
right?
They genuinely he blacks out. Yeah, and then he's like, he looks mad crazy in the face, and he's just going.
You remind me of like when Edge first came to WWE when he was like the Rage.
Yeah.
He was like
yeah.
a bootleg Sting, and he was like had rage problems. And
yeah,
it's like, do we cheer this?
He kind of does look a little bit at Edge as well.
And Wes was like, test.
Yeah. But yeah, it was like the crowd are genuinely just looking at him like, is he all right? He lost it. He went bananas. I genuinely feel like this is the beginning of a push for Big Cass on his own to be the breakout star of...
Which is a big mistake, I think.
Why?
Because Enzo is the... In terms of charisma, Enzo's the guy.
Well, maybe Enzo's just the... going to continue to be the mouthpiece.
I'm not saying Big Cass doesn't have charisma. He does. I think it'd be a mistake to break them both up right
Who's
now.
Who's the better wrestler?
Enzo.
Really?
Yeah.
So Enzo has to wrestle is what you're saying. Yes. Does Enzo have to wrestle?
Yes, he does.
Does he have to?
Yeah.
So you don't think that Cass...
Maybe don't make him a manager.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to say. He could have a single
but Enzo's
push.
A good wrestler. I think that'd be a waste.
You do?
Yeah.
Okay. Because I see it. I can tell that
But they definitely are hyping up. They definitely want Big Cass to be
the guy. They want Big Cass to be the guy.
That proved it that last night.
100% proved it. He needs to work on that Switch thing.
He needs to work on a lot of things. Cass ain't ready yet, man.
That Switch thing was a bit nuts. It was a bit nuts. What else do we have in Raw this week?
Rusev versus Swagger.
Rusev versus Swagger.
And Titus on commentary.
Yeah, Swagger's hometown. He was the hometown guy. This week, you got a great reception.
You got a nice reception.
Okay,
so Titus and Swagger shared a "We Are the People, We the People" moment.
Yeah.
So I guess it's going to be Titus and Rusev for the United States Championship on Money in the Bank.
So Rusev picked out a victory via pin count out.
Yeah.
You know, I feel like I've been quite an advocate for Titus O'Neil on this podcast, but the truth is, I don't think it's great. I don't want to hear him on commentary either.
Yeah.
I don't really get it anymore.
Yeah.
I just genuinely feel like if they weren't gonna use like what happened in the storyline, I don't care.
Yeah.
Like, let's talk about it, innit? It happened and we all know it happened. How come we're not talking about it?
Yeah.
They're not talking about it. It should like JBL should be like while they're on commentary, JBL should be making jokes about it, like don't touch the boss ever again. Like, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Little small jabs or whatever.
I agree.
He should have come out and said, I just feel like we all know what happened. The internet's there. It's like widely documented. Don't like it didn't happen. Let's talk about it. Let's put it in the storyline. Let's get some joke off it. That's my point of view. Here. I don't know. What else do we have?
So we had the AJ and Cena comes out. Asking why AJ turned heel on him.
Yeah.
Saying it was a great moment for fans to see a legendary independent wrestler like AJ Styles and someone like John Cena finally be in the ring together. So many people in this world, like myself and yourself, Chase,
yeah, we definitely
never saw this coming.
No.
AJ comes out to answer Cena's question of why he turned on him. Said that Cena is pushing people down, burying talent, and how he's an insult to the wrestling industry, as being called a wrestler. With Cena pulled him up and saying, the people say this to me all the time, say something original, you have 15 years to...
Yeah. I felt like this promo...
It was a good promo. It was
I
good.
Thought it
Back
was
and
very,
forth.
Very real. I thought it was very real. It was so real that Cena called the club the Bullet Club.
He did, didn't he?
Yeah, I don't know if that was a slip with a tongue, or he actually called them the Bullet Club. I thought it was a very good promo from both of them, and I felt like they both meant everything they said. In terms of like, AJ was literally like, you can't beat me. Like, you're not a wrestler. You're not, compared to me, you're not the guy in it. Like, and I feel like AJ genuinely felt like that. And Cena was fed up because he was like, well, everybody says that.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I thought it was a really, really, really good promo. The club were going to give Cena the beatdown of his life. and he was saved by the New Day, which I didn't really like. I forgot that the New Day and the club even had issues.
Yeah, me too.
And it kind of, I don't know. It's obviously like, what I didn't like about it is, we spoke about this before, that the New Day should carry on, be could kind of be tweeners, isn't it? They need to kind of have the...
They're fully faced now.
Yeah. But this cemented it for me. Like they could have kind of had the heel attitude but been faces. But to come out and save Cena makes you a super face. It almost makes you cheesy. Like I expect, do you know what's funny? This is how super face they are. I expected the Usos to come out.
Right. Okay.
And the Usos are super faces. So yeah, I don't know. I didn't really like it. I'll be honest. I wasn't really a fan of that. I feel like Cena should just keep getting beaten up every week.
Yeah.
By the club, like let's make him look dominant. Like let's make him look like a problem. The biggest thing I liked from that whole entire section was what AJ said about John Cena burying guys. And I think what would have made it that much better is if he actually said who Cena had buried.
That'd have been dope.
That would have been sick. Cool. Imagine if he was like, look what you did to the Nexus. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? That would have been so good. And I felt like it was coming, but it didn't actually say it. So.
But the match, the man and back should be good. It should be a very good match.
Who do you see winning that?
I see Cena, but I think AJ needs a win.
So then why would you give it to Cena?
Because Cena's just come back.
So?
Okay. So AJ?
So what's the point of AJ then?
Okay.
I think if they make Cena, if they let Cena win that, then that's a huge mistake
on
WWE's part. And I feel like...
I think even Cena will have enough respect and sense to give it to AJ.
No, we've seen him do worse.
Okay.
I feel like even if AJ wins Day, it's better than Cena losing. Winning. Yeah, do you know what I'm saying?
That's true.
What else?
Del Rio versus Sami Zayn. Good match. Del Rio wins with that leg stump thing and... Yeah, I'm going to go and fuck Paige afterwards. Ambrose.
Does that move not scare you?
It's a good move, isn't it?
No, it's not. It's scary, bro. I feel like he's going to kill someone.
Maybe.
We're talking about the move where he puts them upside down in the corner and stamps on their head.
Stomp on the thing.
Nah.
Curb stomp is banned, but that's still...
Exactly. This is a 2-foot stomp.
It's very strange.
Anyway, go on.
Ambrose beats Owens. Keep it moving.
Yeah.
Backlund and Darren Young still doing more.
I love it.
Promos.
Yeah.
Charlotte apologizes for dashing out Ric Flair.
Yeah.
Father said it needed to happen.
Can we have a moment for Dana Brooke's backside?
Yeah, she's looking all right, isn't she?
No, I'd had no idea.
I like Dana, man.
That's a huge ass.
Dana's good.
Nah, this is a very good bottom. It's an extremely good bottom.
And says that she had to, you know, betray her dad. She said she still loves her dad. She still wants to spend Christmas with her dad, but her dad had to stop being her manager because he was holding her back. Natty and Becky comes out. Becky said something like, "There is cow dung that smells better than the dung that you said." And Becky Lynch's hair looked terrible.
Yeah, I think
the weave was not popping.
I feel like the Diva division is just getting worse and worse. Like, there was a point, like, a few weeks ago, we was having, like, 2 Diva matches a show. Now we're just having, like, 1 segment, not even a match. It's just not good.
They tell Dana Brooke that they see Charlotte's true colors shining through.
Yeah.
And you should make your decision and be smart and don't be loyal. And then Dana pretends that she was going to be loyal, which blatantly was leading up to her betraying, not betraying, but attacking Becky Lynch from behind. And a big fight happened between Natalia and... So I'm assuming Becky Lynch, Natalia, Charlotte, Dana.
Tag team match. For what? Money in Bank?
Yeah.
Dead.
Tyler Breeze and Fandango are a tag team. They face the Golden Truth. Nobody cares. Teddy Long does more craziness.
You don't like Tyler Breeze and Fandango? I think it can work. I think it's good for Tyler Breeze. No, I'm dead serious.
I don't know.
Didn't you come up with this tag team? You are the one that came up with this tag team. I'm sure you did.
I said, like, they should be called Febreze.
No, you said something like the great looking guys or something like that.
No, I said that Cody, Ty Dillinger, and Tyler should be a tag team called
he did say that.
The Perfect Tens.
That's good.
But now Cody's left.
Okay.
Cool. Which we need to talk about.
To talk about it, because have you seen what is the first independent match is going to be?
Because Angle.
Yeah. I still think this is a work, by the way. Even more so now.
Oh, we did talk about this.
Yeah, I actually think this is 100% a work.
I think so.
I feel like they've let him go. We might as well just talk about it now. We'll come back.
You think it's Cody's idea?
I feel like this is Cody's idea. It's like, look, let me go. Let me leave. I'm going to go and basically beat AJ Styles. I'm going to go and I'm going to go for a year. I'm going to have all these amazing matches and then I'm going to come back and I'm going to smash it. When
I really hope so.
Don't like WWE always have this no compete clause in your contract?
No, but that is true, but his one expires in the end of August. And when is that match? That match is going to be September.
I still feel like it's a work. It may not be a work, but I feel like it's definitely agreed that, like, if he goes off and he does a lot of amazing things, he can come back.
And be earn that main event.
Yeah.
Yeah, probably.
And when he comes back, he'll be like, look, you lot didn't let me fly before. And that's going to be his storyline.
I hope so.
I think it's a work. Anyway, go on.
What if he comes back and he's Stardust, the preacher, man?
No, Stardust is dead. So it's the moustache.
Yeah.
Dashing Cody Rhodes.
Dashing. Yeah. So, the Club versus the New Day is the main event.
Yeah.
Well, it was great action before the match started. Woods does a great somersault flip onto the Club.
Woods is hilarious.
AJ grabs Woods and gives him a style clash.
Yeah.
And then the match kicks off 3-on-2. The New Day loses, but the Club attacks New Day, and then Cena comes to make the save, and then Superman Cena and Superman New Day defeats the Club.
Big E again had some great moments.
They said, what did the commentator said? Big ending! AA! They didn't even mention what Kofi did. So they might have plans for Big E if the brand split, maybe to push him as a single competitor.
You think so?
Maybe eventually. Maybe.
You can tell they like Big E.
Yeah.
It's justified though. For a big guy, he moves really well.
Yeah, he's amazing.
He's really good, man. And he's great on the mic.
He makes that Ultimate Warrior splash look really dangerous.
Yeah, he does. Yeah.
So that's it. That was Raw.
That was Raw.
Great tribute by Raw to Muhammad Ali.
100%.
Rest in peace to Muhammad Ali, man.
How do you feel about this?
Yeah, it's sad that he went, man. I mean...
But not shocking.
Not shocking.
I hear a lot of people saying, oh, I'm so shocked.
But no, he lived a long life. And obviously, towards the end of his life, it was sad what happened to him with the Parkinson's.
Yeah.
I think I build Ali as like every wrestler's favorite boxer.
Right.
That man could cut a promo like no one. He was amazing, entertaining,
great
matches. The things he'd done as a humanitarian, things he'd done for black people, civil Muslims.
Rights, everything.
Everything. So it's a shame that, you know, but now he lives on to glory and.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's funny, but like watching that tribute that WWE did, I had no idea about a lot of them wrestling matches.
When he wrestled Antonio Inoki, and he so that was the first ever boxer versus wrestler match, and I can't remember what the finisher is called, but Shinsuke Nakamura's finisher back in NJPW was named after, it was like Bumbaye something Bumbaye, which was a mixture, and it was based off when he was a kid watching the match between Inoki and Ali, and Shinsuke's a massive Ali fan.
Right.
And then, what was I going to say? And then obviously Ali had a great match with, not a great match, but like a fun match with Gorilla Monsoon.
Yeah, I saw that.
Back in the day. And, Ali did a lot for wrestling, man.
Big up to Ali, and he was a big wrestling fan, which is awesome. And even that clip, the clip that they showed of him talking to Parkinson about, was it Gorgeous George?
Yeah. Yeah, he was a big fan of Gorgeous George. Yeah,
so that, I mean, awesome, man.
Gorgeous George is like one of the first ever out there heels, you know? This is a great idea, that's what he said.
Right? Yeah, excellent, man. Yeah. Rest in peace to Ali.
Yeah, man.
1,000,000%. Then today we got the news, man, that Kimbo Slice passed away as well.
Yeah, boy.
You a big Kimbo Slice fan?
I wouldn't say a big fan, but I respected him. I watched a lot of his street fights when he was coming up. Yeah. I didn't really get to see much of his UFC stuff.
It wasn't great, though.
But his
UFC
stuff wasn't great. I did watch the match he had with Big Dada 500,
yeah,
where he won. But then I found out Kimbo was on steroids.
Oh, really?
So maybe it was straining his heart with the steroid use that he was taking.
Oh, man. Yeah, I felt like when he came to UFC, it wasn't as magical as some of the fights that you used to watch on YouTube, which were insane. Yeah. There's like one of the guy in the Navy guy. Did you see that one? Or the Army guy. Yeah. And they were like in a basement or some shit.
No.
Not in a basement, or like a gym. They was fighting forever. It was like, fight forever. It was a joke. It was insane.
I'm serious.
But yeah, Kimbo Slice, man. It's crazy. Some of the things that you've seen him do on the streets. And
yeah,
it was nuts. The one fight he had with the Dread. Did you see that one? Knocked the Dread.
Knocked the guy out clean.
Knocked the Dread. Now, speaking of UFC, so Brock Lesnar has a UFC fight coming up.
Yeah.
I don't want to give you the wrong information.
What do you mean he has a UFC fight coming up?
You don't know about this?
No.
Oh my gosh. You didn't know this?
Brock Lesnar's going to be fighting in UFC.
Brock Lesnar's fighting in UFC. CM Punk's finally got an opponent as well.
And I know that WWE's going to sponsor that died one, right?
Yeah, can you look that up? Brock Lesnar's UFC opponent. And this is obviously, this is going to happen. I believe it's happening pre...
So what, is WWE and UFC finally working together?
I think WWE are sponsoring the event. WWE are sponsoring. This is the weird, crazy thing.
You won't believe how Brock Lesnar convinced Vince McMahon to be let him return to UFC.
Okay, go for it.
So anyone with a passing interest in MMA and pro wrestling has been wondering, how did Brock Lesnar, while under contract to WWE, is being allowed to fight in UFC next month? Wow, so yeah, this is true. Turn out the negotiations between Lesnar and WWE head honcho Vince McMahon went very simple. Simply, sorry. In order to get Vince's approval to fight Mark Hunt at UFC 200, all Brock had to do was beat him in an arm wrestling match. At least that's how Lesnar says it went down.
I think that's stupid. I think if Brock wins, it makes him look super powerful going into SummerSlam. Like, I've left the company, I've won my UFC, and I'm coming. I think that's the thinking behind this whole thing. I reckon they've put, I don't know who this Mark Hunt guy is. Is he a bum? Do we know?
I don't know.
But I can imagine that Vince is thinking that's going to make SummerSlam even bigger.
Right.
But there's a chance he could lose.
Yeah.
And if he loses, then what?
This is very risky.
But I do genuinely feel like Vince, the idea behind this is like, look, if he goes and he wins at UFC, SummerSlam is a mad thing. Like, yeah. And can you imagine what Heyman's frigging promo is going to be like as soon as he gets back to TV? Yeah, the best promo.
This is the guy that beat Mark Hunt at UFC 200.
Crazy.
This is a beast. This is a man. This is a conqueror. Yeah.
It's going to be insane.
Yeah.
And CM Punk finally has an opponent for UFC. Have you got that?
Matt, he pushed that one, didn't he? Because it looked like he wasn't going to wrestle. Yeah, okay, so CM Punk.
And this the event that CM Punk is wrestling at is the one that's actually sponsored by WWE, which is very interesting.
Wow, this is crazy. What, Punk Lesnar WrestleMania?
Punk's not coming back.
No, he's not.
He ain't coming back. He is, however, going to get beaten up at UFC.
Yeah, he is.
I'm sorry. I don't like to think it, but he more than likely is.
Who's Punk's opponent? Mickey Gale.
Mickey Gale is CM Punk's opponent for his debut UFC fight. When does this fight happen? Do you know?
UFC 202, I think next month.
Yeah.
Same event. June. Yeah. Punk versus Mickey Gale. I think it's next month.
Next month. Wow. Sometime. Do you have any faith in CM Punk's ability to fight in the Octagon?
No.
Nah, that's a shame. That's a real shame. So that's what's happening in the world of UFC. That's kind of mixed with WWE. I don't know, man. I think Brock Lesnar fighting is very risky, but we'll see how that works out. And CM Punk, no one seems to have any faith in terms of UFC. So,
well, he might beat Mickey Gall. And then
really? Maybe.
Then get rocked by...
anyone?
Someone else.
You watched the Eric Bischoff DVD?
I did.
How was it, man?
I enjoyed it. There was, because I kind of know a lot about Bischoff, there wasn't anything in there too like, oh wow, this happened. But it talked about him growing up in Detroit, how he moved to Pittsburgh. I'm not going to give any spoilers. I'm just going to, you know, brief little rundown. He had a neighbor in Pittsburgh called Bob, who was 12 years older than him, that helped Bischoff believe that he can do whatever he put his mind to. All
right.
Then he went to move to Minneapolis. He started wrestling in high school because Bob used to be a wrestler, I believe. He didn't do.
Eric Bischoff used to wrestle.
Yeah, he used to wrestle. Oh, okay. Like, yeah. Amateur wrestling.
Okay.
Didn't do too well in school in terms of studying. Mm-hmm. Started working in landscaping at a really young age. Left the job, started martial arts. That's where he met Sonny Ono, who was. Do you remember Sonny Ono?
Yeah.
Yeah. Japanese promoter that used to get all the Japanese influx to help Bischoff get a lot of Japanese talent to WCW. Sonny Ono said that Bischoff was a bit of a jerk.
Who said that?
Sonny Ono said that Bischoff used to be a bit nasty when he used to stomp on people's feet and hands and stuff like after the bell and stuff.
Wow.
Yeah. Bischoff became a model. That's where he met his wife that he's still with today.
Right.
So he's like his like high school sweetheart kind of thing. Moved to Chicago with her. Him and Sonny Ono started a Ninja Star company. And that's when he reached out to Vern Gagne to promote his Ninja Star company. And that's how Bischoff got into the wrestling business, through the AWA.
Go on.
And then, you know, he was fascinated with TV syndication and how to do production, became the announcer in AWA. And obviously, Vince drove, I mean, they didn't mention it in the DVD, but I'm going to say this.
Yeah.
And obviously, Vince put the AWA out of business by burning all the talent. So I think that had that, because Bischoff was so loyal to Vern Gagne, I think that was what spawned Bischoff to kind of want to put Vince down.
Okay.
But Bischoff also went for a job with WWE, obviously. And then
he was there for a little while, right?
No, he went for a job for WWE. No, in the 80s.
No, but I'm sure I've seen video of him.
All I know is the one when Vince gives him the mop and says, "Sell me this brush or sell me this broom or whatever." And he goes, "Are you sending me home, Vince? Is this your way of saying you're going home?"
Oh, did they show that video?
Yeah.
I think I've seen that as well. I'm pretty sure I've seen that.
Yeah, Bischoff owns like a Buffalo Bill Cody Bear brand, like Bear Company. He does TV production now with his friend that he used to do TV production with in WCW.
Did they basically paint him out as a genius or as
they painted him out as, they actually kind of was a bit nice to him, actually.
Really?
They were kind of like he had great ideas, but there was no long-term plan. They did say that, but they also said that how WCW was being sabotaged by Time Warner.
Right.
And if Time Warner believed in the wrestling business, they'd probably still be at WCW today. So they didn't really say Vince put WCW out of business.
Right.
They just said that. So they did mention that Bischoff should have had done better with his ideas.
Eventually. Do you think this...
Mention that Bischoff did let the booking go a bit crazy with giving it to in-ring talent and whatnot.
Do you think that them putting out a Bischoff DVD now is any kind of indication as to what could happen with the brand split?
Maybe.
Do you think that he's coming back?
Maybe.
I think it's random that he's even got a DVD, if I'm totally honest.
Nah, he deserves one.
I don't know if he does. Feel like there's other wrestlers that deserve it more.
Bischoff deserves a DVD.
Well, I'd love to see Bischoff like running SmackDown or Raw. I think that would be sick.
Yeah.
Don't know if it's going to happen, but I'd like to see that happening. So you definitely recommend a DVD?
I recommend it. It's going to be out this... I think it's going to be out next week, Monday.
Okay.
On the 13th of June. So anyone that's interested in Eric Bischoff controversial DVD, I say get it.
That's right.
Thank you, Tom Forty, for letting me review this.
Shout out to Forty, man. Thank you very much. I'm going to have a watch of it this week as well, man. So I'll let you guys know what I thought of it next week. All right. Is anything else we ain't covered yet?
No, I think we're...
Are we up to date?
I think we're up to date.
Are we like 2 weeks away from Money in the Bank?
Yeah. And what's your prediction so far?
We got
NXT tomorrow.
NXT tomorrow. Yes, basically by the time you hear this,
NXT will be out.
Yeah.
You might be listening to this while NXT is going on.
You might be. I think Samoa Joe is going to win.
Yep.
I think when it comes to Money in the Bank, I think I want Dean Ambrose to win. Money in the Bank. Oh. I don't think he will.
Okay.
I think
my Bray Wyatt prediction might be the one.
I think Kevin Owens is more likely to win it than...
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, and I think Reigns will retain.
Okay.
I don't know how. And I think AJ beats Cena. And Rusev mops the floor with...
And the club to win the titles?
Maybe not, you know.
Maybe not.
Maybe not. I feel like the New Day might hold on to it for a little bit longer. I think they might hold on to it until SummerSlam.
Maybe, yeah.
Mm. What about you? What do you think?
I think most of your predictions are right. I think club will win, though.
Yeah?
And I think AJ will lose.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting. Let us know what you think, man. Money Back's coming up real soon. We've got 2 weeks. We'll have one more podcast before then, surely.
Yeah,
one more podcast before then. Maybe I'll have a guest next week to get some Money in the Bank predictions. Rate, subscribe, comment. Again, big up to Tom Fordy and all our people at WWE DVD. Shout out to the wrestling podcast crew.
Yep.
And don't forget you can catch Skillet on Gorilla Position.
When's that? Every Wednesday.
Every Wednesday.
Yeah.
Shout out to
James D-Lo, Ash Rose, the Goosebumps.
Shout out to our crew there. Shout out to Rob Lee. Shout out to everyone that's locked in. And we'll be back next week.
And can I give a special thanks to Titus O'Neil for this promo?
A great American on this day. This is Memorial Day.
There's a sign out there. That's it.